Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. We are so excited and delighted that each and every one of you have joined us this morning. Thank you, Minister Akala Songbird, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, for seating and greeting everyone this morning with the joy of the Lord in your spirit. And we give God glory for this day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we definitely will rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and let's go before the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, O God, for being the awesome God that you are. We thank you, Lord, for your joy, your peace, your love, your mercy. We thank you, Father, that your grace abides with us, O God. We glorify you, Father, for being God all by yourself. We honor you and we praise you, Father. We thank you for our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We glorify you, O God, that they said yes to the Master. And Lord God, we ask that your heart, your spirit, your word just flow with us, Lord God. We thank you for the man of God that's going to preach this morning. We ask you in the name of Jesus, Father, let the King of Glory come in. Lord, you are the King of Glory. Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. We will lift up our heads and be thankful because the King of Glory will come in. You are the King of Glory. So, Father God, we thank you for each person on this call, and we ask you, Father, that you settle their minds and their hearts, that they receive what the Spirit has this morning. In the matchless name of Jesus, we say thank you, hallelujah, and amen. Well, TMC family, I will now turn it over to our wonderful host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am again here. Again, this is Pastor Vanessa, and I am so excited and thanking each and every one of you for joining us, being a part of our eight-year celebration. God has been so faithful to each and every one of us. He has been so faithful to the artist life, family, for every day, Monday through Friday, whether it was Christmas, July 4th, Thanksgiving, if it fell on a Monday through Friday, we have been honored and humbled to be a place where you can start your day with a powerful word, presence, and power of our living God. In October 25th, a little history about us, in 2010, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and yours truly, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we began this journey out of a sincere heart to always have a place where this company, Artist Life, this awesome company, where we're still on the overflow from our Artist Regional Conference that was just held in Cincinnati, that it will be always undergirded in prayer. Why? Because our company has four pillars that it strongly believes in. First, faith, family, lifestyle, and then legacy. And being that component of faith, this call has been true to its purpose of praying for each other as we lift up Artist Life. And what is our scripture? Our scripture is the 88th division of Psalms, the 13th verse, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." See, our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So we are so grateful that you begin your day and have been beginning your day for the last 8 years here at the Master's Call. And we have a website where we have archived, I call it a buffet table, a spread of messages since our beginning. And if you ever need to take a word break, meet your heart encouraged, your spirit refreshed and revived, please go to www.themasterscall.net. The Masters with that S, themasterscall.net, where you'll find all of the messages archived along with the bios of our many, many phenomenal speakers. We started off last week with awesome speakers and are excited, as we did yesterday, with a prayer and praise today to hit the ground running, being empowered this week. Our theme that God gave us for the year is in 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. Now, we're an equal opportunity lender. I know I'm called other things, but we welcome everyone, part of the Artist Life family, to be a part of this call. What does that mean? If you would love to greet, like Minister Tiffany did so well today, our songbird, if you want to host like I'm doing, please just let us know. And if there's a word from the Lord, we want it, we want it, we want it here. All you have to do is go to info@themasterscall.net, and our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or myself, we will get back with you. Again, what brought us all together, connected us at the heart, was to be a part of this great company, Artist Life, established by the Diaz de Leon family, now entering 29 years. And we're excited to be a part of that call and right that company. And right after this call, we have our new morning motivational call. And we're encouraging you to get on that call to be educated, to be empowered, and to be edified, to go out and be the minister in the marketplace. And that number is 712-770-4005. 712-770-4005 with the PIN code 294-617-POUND. 294-617-POUND. If you need to use the bypass, in other words, if they're trying to ask you to pay, you don't have to. We have a bypass number. And that number, especially if you have T-Mobile or PC, S-Mobile, Metro, or if you have Boost Mobile, some of those carriers, that number is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. Well, today, we have someone who I have been blessed to know and love and truly consider a brother in the Lord for many, many years. He has blessed us. Many of you have been with artists for a few years. You'll remember even one of our extravaganza conferences, he came and showed up and showed out what the Lord has done in his life. He has a very extensive bio, but I want to be sensitive to time to get him up so he can do what he does, which is speak clearly, powerfully the word of the Lord. I'm talking about none other than Dr. Stan. We call him Dr. Breakthrough Harris. And just a little bit about him, but I'm encouraging you to go to our website and click on his name, because he is an evangelist, an author, a businessman, an entrepreneur, he's a life coach, he definitely is a motivational speaker. Many of you will remember him as the 10th degree black belt that he is, where he breaks the bricks as he demonstrates the breakthroughs in our lives. And Dr. Stan is so favored by God. He has traveled literally all over the world. You will not be in his presence any length of time without him doing a spiritual check to make sure you know and love the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Dr. Stan is married to his best friend, Nadia, and they share a love of traveling, equipping, and educating individuals to break through to the place that they desire and deserve in Christ. I want to introduce to some and present to others, put on your spiritual safety belts this morning, because the man bringing the message truly has a heart, a love, and a deep relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I'm talking about none other than my dear friend, Dr. Stan Breakthrough Harris. Good morning, sir. The floor is yours.
Hey, good morning, my sister. Blessings to you. It's good to be part of this call. Congratulations. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Years.
Awesome. Faithfully, just getting the message out. And so delighted to be part of this with you, Doc, and also Dr. Piquet and others, powerful brothers and sisters who are ministers in the marketplace and understand your calling. Because I always teach people that Christians should have the unfair advantage when it comes to business, but sadly enough, most Christians are broke. If God could bless you so you could be rich, growing, and overflowing so that you could be a blessing to others. And, of course, we want to make sure first that we have been enriched. And when you're enriched from the inside, then it comes on the outside. And obviously we have the proper priorities, Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. So some people go after the things and they miss the truth. But when you go after the truth, God can trust you with the things. Luke 12:32, fear not, little flock, it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So my lovely wife and I, Nadia, I call her my ABCD. That stands for adorable brown caramel delight. Matter of fact, my prayer time the other day, I came out and I said, baby, I think I got another ABCD for you. And she said, well, what's that? I said, angelic blessed chocolate delight. She said, ooh, I'll take them both. We were at the restaurant the other day. The lady said, would you like some dessert? I said, no, ma'am. I bought mine with me. And so anyway, we say we're a covenant couple building covenant relationships based on a covenant of promise, and we aspire to inspire breakthroughs even after we've expired. And so my motto in life and my mantra is simple, that is to evangelize, to empower, to equip, and elevate people to break through any barrier that would hinder them from their success, and I do that by empowering them to break to the abundant life in Christ. John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to kill and to steal and to destroy, but I am come that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. The word abundant means filled to overflowing. And so my wife and I, we started a call 5.5 years ago called Kingdompreneur. God just gave me a concept. I was teaching entrepreneurship in the world. He's like, well, I want you to start teaching on Kingdompreneur, kingdom principles. And matter of fact, I preached a sermon one time called It's Time to Tell the Truth About the Truth. And that is when I would speak places, as long as I would say Aristotle said or Socrates said or Plato said, they were like, man, this guy's smart. He's educated, right? And as soon as I say the Bible, they're like, here he goes. And I preached the sermon, It's Time to Tell the Truth About the Truth. And that is anything that Tony Robbins or Jim Rohn or Aristotle or Socrates or anybody said, they all got it from the same place. If it's true, they got it from the Bible. They may not be aware of it, but I'm aware of it. And so I'm glad to be part of this master's call with people where they understand that as we submit to the authority of the King of Kings, he now can reign in and through our lives and give us the power to do what he wants us to do. Hey, write this down, by the way. Note takers are money makers, and the weakest ink is stronger than the strongest memory. And that is this. It's very, very, very simple principle, but you got to get it. And here it goes. When I try, I fail. Ooh, come on, write that down. When I try, I fail. But when I yield to him, he, through me, prevails. Ooh, can I say that again? I said, when I try, I fail. But when I yield to him, he, through me, prevails. And so, my friend, that's the calling, the master's call. That's the calling on your life, is to allow God's power to flow through you, Acts 19:11. And God wrought special miracles through the hands of Paul. Was it Paul's hands or was it God's power? No, it was God's power flowing through God's hands. Now watch this. Listen carefully. I used to marvel at the men and women who were used of God. I now only marvel at the God who uses men and women. Ooh, can I say that again? Y'all might not need to hear it. I just need to hear it myself. I said, I used to marvel at the men and women who are used of God, but now I only marvel at the God who uses men and women. Don't get me wrong. I honor the men and women of God, but I'm saying, it's all about God. So that means it doesn't matter your pedigree. It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter. You know, I tell people years ago, my dad left when I was 3, never came home, never called, never sent mom a dime. 6 years of age, I was out in the middle of a field, and a gang of teenagers grabbed me, beat me up. I'm a 6-year-old boy. They beat me up, stomped all over me. I was bleeding from everywhere you could bleed. You think that was enough? I was a 6-year-old boy, for goodness sake. and again stomped on me, beat me, I'm bleeding. And then they flipped me over, took a great big old bucket of tar, poured it in my face, poured it on my body, and threw feathers, tar and feathers, and left me there. And thank God somebody found me, rushed me to the hospital. You know, I tell people I've been through physical abuse and verbal abuse and sexual abuse and obviously racial abuse. But thank God when I came to the master, I met the master. See, he could take a mess and turn them into a miracle. Come on, somebody. So my main theme is every master was at once a mess. Therefore, every mess can one day be a master. And when a mess becomes a master, you now have a message that if you get to the masses, you can make millions. And I believe God wants you to bless, be blessed so you can be a blessing to others. Somebody asked me, to say, how are you doing? I'm like, man, I'm too blessed to be depressed, too blessed to be stressed, too glad to be sad, too anointed to be disappointed, too elated to be agitated, too legit to quit, and I'm too saved not to be getting paid. So my theme in life is I soar with the eagles. I run with the runners. Occasionally, I walk with the walkers. I don't have a whole lot of time to talk with the talkers. I'm not going to sit with the sitters. By God's grace, I never quit with the quitters, so just let me know which one you are, and I can see if we can do something together. But I believe, according to Isaiah 40:31, that we can fly together. And so, again, congratulations. Happy birthday to those, again, the master's call, and to those of you who have these priorities right. Yeah, my beautiful wife, Nadia, who's 10,000 times more beautiful on the inside than she is the outside. Don't get me wrong now. She's beautiful. But she reminded me, gave me a quote that I kind of reworked it, put the Dr. Breakthrough spin on it. But it goes like this. No amount of success in business, sports, church, or the world can compensate for failure in the home. And as a matter of fact, success at home is the greatest launching pad, the greatest foundation that creates massive success in business, in sports, in church, or the world. And so being part of this master call, again, thank you for allowing me. So we started this Kingdompreneur Bible success call that I do every Sunday night at 8 o'clock Central and 9 Eastern. And we didn't know if we'd last a week, 2 weeks. We didn't know what, you know, I was like, hey, I'll just start teaching, because in the world I taught entrepreneurship. But God says time to teach kingdom principles, how people can succeed based on the greatest book ever written, the good book, the Bible. B-I-B-L-E, basic instruction before leaving earth. Bible, my personal acronym, Breakthrough Insights, Bringing Life's Enrichment. Ooh, write that down. I said Bible, Breakthrough Insights, Bringing Life's Enrichment. See, God wants to make you rich from the inside. Watch this now, because when you got it on the inside, eventually it'll come out on the outside. But if you just have folks in the world got it on the outside and miss it, see, Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. And so, again, I'm so joyed. Like I said, we had the opportunity of speaking. So grateful for the opportunity to speak for your company. And I think it's time I get voted back, invited back. So I'm putting in a bid for it, brother. But anyway, all right, let me stop here. I don't want to be ashamed to have this much fun, but that's what happens when you save. So anyway, but hey, I heard a poem years ago. If you don't mind, I'm going to give it to you. Fleecy locks and black complexion cannot forfeit nature's claim. Skin may differ, but affection dwells in black and white the same. Rise so tall as to reach the port, a glance at the ocean at a span. I must be measured by my soul. The mind is the standard of a man. And it dawned on me, it's not the color of my skin, the texture of my hair, where I grew up, or what my background, a pedigree or lack of pedigree, but it's rather what God puts on the inside of me. Les Brown and I were speaking together in the UK. He spoke first, and then I spoke afterwards. And Les made a powerful statement. He said, don't allow others' negative opinion of you to become your reality. And, you know, he was done. I was like, man, like that was powerful, man. But I think I got one a little bit better. He said, okay, Doc, what you got, man? What you got? I said, you ready for this one? He said, yes. I said, only allow God's opinion of you to become your reality. Good God Almighty. I said, only allow God's opinion of you to become your reality. See, God's he says his opinion of you is that you're a mighty warrior. You're a mighty man and woman of God. His opinion of you is that you're an overcomer. Now, being an overcomer doesn't mean you don't have problems. It just means problems don't have you. Being an overcomer means you got to have something, by the way, to come over. So everything that comes your way, you just come over. See, his opinion of you is that you're the head and not the tail. His opinion of you is that you are blessed. Psalm 115, 14, the Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children, for you are blessed of the Lord. I love Deuteronomy 1:11, the Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as you are and bless you as he has promised you. I'm saying Job 36:11, if they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. And so we started teaching these kingdompreneur principles, my friend. And again, what is a kingdompreneur? I define a kingdompreneur as one who allows God to provide through them a product or service to people for profit with pleasure to promote the kingdom while honoring the King of Kings. Let me say it again and I'll break it down. I said a kingdompreneur, my definition, is one who allows God to provide through them a product or service to people for profit with pleasure to promote the kingdom while honoring the King of Kings. Real quick, I'm going to give you four M's. The first M, it says this, watch this. If you allow God to provide through you a product or service and there's no profit, here's the first M, you're a missionary. Now, don't get me wrong, nothing wrong with being a missionary, but the problem is we got too many Christian business people that think they're in business. Honey, you're not in business if you're not producing a profit. You're a missionary because you need help, and nothing wrong. Again, my wife and I, we support missionaries. Our goal is to get to the place, by the way, where we can support 100 missionaries. So pray with us about that. We want to support 100 missionaries by the grace of God. Missionary willing to go where I'm not willing to go, eat things and do things. Listen, they don't need to be going around bigging churches and have churches. We'll give you 100 a month. We'll give you. No. Let's just take it. Go. Get it. Go get it done because I've got a command. He said in Acts 1:8, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Now, how do I do all that, my friend? I've got to have someone that could be an extension, and that's where missionaries. So our goal, again, is support 100 missionaries. So we would never dishonor. We've never talked down. But I'm just saying, I meet so many Christian business, wonderful people, gracious people, but they got it all mixed up. You're a missionary if you think you're in business and you're not producing a profit. See, a missionary has to have other people help them, and that's where most folks are. See, Isaiah 48:17, thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee in the way which thou shouldest go. So there's nothing wrong with profit. As a matter of fact, you're supposed to have that in business. Proverbs 11:26, he that withholdeth the corn, the people shall curse him, but blessing, by the way, but cancels out everything that goes before it. So if you don't want to be cursed, then here's how you not be cursed. But blessing shall be upon the head of him that selleth it. See, you have Solomon was saying, you have a biblical moral responsibility to sell something of value only to people that you value. Now, if you don't have something valuable, don't sell it. And if you don't value a person, don't sell it to them. But whenever you have something of value and you value the people, you have a moral, biblical responsibility, according to Proverbs 11:26, to sell that thing of value. Well, selling means you're getting profit. Come on, somebody. So watch this. So if you provide a product or service to people and there's no profit, you're a missionary. That's the first M. Nothing wrong with being a missionary. But if you're in business, if you're going to be a minister in a marketplace, we want you to serve, but again, you want to monetize so that when you serve, you get paid. My wife and I say, if it's not win, 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 we're not in. However, whenever it's win, 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 we're all the way in. And that's what I do early this morning when my prayer time, I prayed. I said, kind of like Solomon, I said, God, give me the wisdom and the wherewithal to serve the people under my jurisdiction so that it profits them, pleases you, and causes me to prosper. Come on, somebody. I'm saying, as a kingdompreneur, the first M, if you provide a product or service to people for profit, and there's no profit, you're a missionary. The second M, if you provide a product or service to people for profit, watch this now, without pleasure, then you're miserable. Watch this now. I said, if you provide a product or service to people for profit, but there's no pleasure, you're miserable. We know that's not the will of God. Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is your strength. He wants us to have joy. Jesus came that we might have joy. And again, Proverbs 10:22, I already said it, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. So you can't just provide a product or service to the people for profit, but it's got to be something that brings you pleasure. It's got to be something that you enjoy. Why? Because you'll never last all the burdens and heartaches and barriers you'll have to break through, my friend. So you've got to enjoy it. So watch this, my friend. So you got to, again, provide a product or service to people for profit with pleasure. And then here's, watch this now, the third M, because when you do that, eventually you'll be a millionaire. I said, if you provide a product or service to people and there's no profit, you're a missionary. I said, if you provide a product or service to people for profit, but there's no pleasure, you're miserable. But then I said, if you provide a product or service to people for profit with pleasure, then eventually you'll be a millionaire. Proverbs, watch this now, 28:20, a faithful man shall abound with blessing. By the way, faithfulness, write this down, always precedes fruitfulness. See, folks want to be fruitful, but listen, there's a prerequisite. You first have to be faithful. And guess what? If you're faithful, you can't help but eventually be fruitful, my friend. That's the promise of God. For you have need of patience that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. And so watch this, my friend. So when you provide that, but here's the fourth M. So I gave you the three M's. Now the fourth M, here it is now. Whenever you allow God to provide through you a product or a service to people for profit with pleasure, now the fourth M, you manifest all that he's promised you, health, wealth, influence. See, Ecclesiastes 2:26, for God giveth to a man that is good in the sight, both wisdom and knowledge and joy, but to the sinner he giveth travail to gather and to heap up, that he may give to him that is good in his sight. Again, Proverbs, Job 36:11, if they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. You know 3 John 2, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. So these are some principles we've been teaching on our Kingdompreneur call for the last 5.5 years. We thought it lasted a week or two. It's been continuing on. And we had just an incredible call last Sunday, by the way, with Tawana Williams, Unarmed But Dangerous. If you haven't had her on this call, you need to definitely get her. And, oh, my goodness, what a powerful call. As a matter of fact, if you'd like the replay for that call, it's 605-475-4799. At 605-475-4799. And the PIN's going to be 602-974-POUND. PIN 602-974-POUND. Reference number 1184. Reference number 1184. This lady, Unarmed But Dangerous, and now Eagle Without Wings. You've got to hear her story. I know many of you know her, and we just set her up this past weekend to speak in Houston, and then this weekend we called another pastor. She's speaking in Orlando, and her and her husband Toby, just incredible people, and I know she's been with your company a time or two. But anyway, hey, I get ready to close here. So let me just say this, my friend. The easiest, most reliable way of mastering any skill, of going to the next level, of getting your breakthrough is through mentors. You see, it was Socrates who mentored Plato, and Plato mentored Aristotle. It was Aristotle who mentored Alexander the Great. And then Andrew Carnegie mentored Napoleon Hill, who wrote the powerful book, Think and Grow Rich, which, by the way, is based on one scripture. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And they came out with the movie, The Secret. I'm like, it's not a secret, it's a scripture. Hey, Napoleon Hill then mentored W. Clement Stone, and W. Clement Stone mentored Jack Canfield, who was the co-author of the billion-dollar book series, you all know, Chicken Soup for the Soul. Benjamin Graham mentored Warren Buffett. And by the way, they asked Warren Buffett in hard economic times, what would you advise us to invest in? He said, simple, invest in yourself. Hey, Warren Buffett then mentored millions. And then Bill Bailey mentored many. Among those, he mentored Les Brown. And of course, Les Brown has mentored millions. And one time in the Georgia Dome, spoke to 80,000 people at one time. And Bill Bailey also mentored Jim Rohn, who went on to become the foremost business philosopher. And Jim Rohn mentored millions. And among those, he mentored a guy named Tony Robbins. And then Tony Robbins mentored tens of millions. In the Bible, we have Moses who mentored Joshua. And then Joshua mentored the 3 million Jews. We have Samuel who mentored those in the school of the prophets. And then Elijah picked up that mantle. And then Elijah mentored them. And he also mentored a man named Elisha. Elisha then mentored the widow woman who, by the way, lost her husband, was about to lose her children to the debtors. And he taught her how to start a business. And she lived the rest of her life on the prophets. And then Ananias mentored Saul. Paul mentored young Timothy. And Jesus mentored the disciples. And he said this, the works that I do, shall you do also, and greater works than these shall you do. So the mentee, not just has the power of doing what a mentor has done, the mentee can literally double what the mentor has done. So as a close, let me give you this statement. I tell people, if you believe like I believe and do like I do, what happens for me can happen for you. But because I'm not the standard, it can happen even better for you. And that's my desire, and that's my prayer. And so here's the thing I want you to do. I want you right now, I want you to go to www.theinternetmentor.com, www.theinternetmentor.com, or just jot that down. You'll come to what's called the Breakthrough Empowerment Center. So www.theinternetmentor.com. I've got a specialist called the ABCs of Bible Success. And go through, oh my goodness, it was the best training we've ever done. And it's normally $39.99. If you go there, there's five different lessons. But because you're on this call, or if you hear the recording, all you got to do is take the, for the next 24 hours, we'll make it 48 hours just to make sure, then the coupon code, just put The Master's Call all together, no spaces, The Master's Call, and it'll give it to you for 50% off. It'll be just like $20. I mean, so, and those are five different lessons, my friend, chock full of powerful. I believe it's the most powerful thing I've ever taught, the ABCs of Bible Success, from activating your blessed consciousness to anointed business, everything you can imagine. So for those you'd like to go further, for those you would allow me, by the way, if I'm willing to dedicate part of my life to your success, would you allow me to mentor you? Would you say yes then, or would you fight against that? Well, if you say yes, go to www.theinternetmentor.com, and you can click on, you'll see it says the ABCs of Bible Success, and there's a coupon code where you get it at 50% off. I've never done this for anybody else, only for the Master's Call on the 9th birthday anniversary. So God bless you, my friend. Go there, take advantage of that if that's something you want. And I close, Benjamin Franklin said, if you empty your wallet into your mind, he said, your mind will fill your wallet. And Dr. Breakthrough says, what you put in your head that affects your heart determines what comes to your hand. If you want more coming to your hand, put more in your head that affects your heart. If you go to www.theinternetmentor.com, use the coupon code THEMASTERSCALL all together, you'll get a 50% discount off of the ABCs of Bible Success. God bless you.
All righty. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, we're way over, folks, but I can see so many of you all are still on the line. I told you, he's absolutely awesome, awesome. Love him. Real quick, Dr. Stan, don't do anything else with this for me because you've been absolutely phenomenal. Give them your number for your call on Sunday night and then give us our benediction. We have our training call for artists that starts in 1 minute. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And if you could give us that call number and then give us our benediction. Thank you. Love you so much.
Hey, thank you again. I apologize. I went over. I want to do all things decently and in order. But okay, so 605-475-4700. That's 605-475, excuse me, 4799. And then the PIN number is 602-974, PIN 602-974, reference 1184. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we claim the blood of everyone on this call. We pray you'll bless them now as they go throughout the day. And may your grace, peace, and mercy rest upon each and every one. In Jesus' name, I thank you, and we claim the blood. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Love you and Nadia so much. Thank you, Artist Life family. We'll hear you on the other call, which starts right now. And thank you. Have a very blessed day. Bye-bye.